At 6:06, it is partly clear, 22 degrees in Tulsa. There's a slight chance of some snow this afternoon and a high of 29. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with a quick update on the weather situation. The roads and expressways right now in Tulsa are in good shape. PSO is also making some progress on getting the power problems addressed. 970 customers are still offline this morning. And at the Tulsa International Airport, it appears this morning that flights are on schedule, both in and outbound. City sales tax revenue is coming up short month after month. Mayor Bartlett is working on a plan to shore up city government.
We're dealing with it, and we'll be announcing probably within a week to 10 days an interim method that we'll be having to balance our expenses against our now anticipated revenue.
He says the plan does not include any layoffs, but things like travel may be greatly curtailed at the city. Well, some at City Hall think the reason the sales tax numbers are declining is that people are buying more and more online and not paying the use tax. And that's the Internet's equivalent to a sales tax. City Councilor G.T. Bynum.
The chamber has really pushed federal legislation related to collecting Internet sales tax and things like that. But the reality is that here in Oklahoma, it's already the law of the land. It's just a lot of people don't realize it.
He would like to see an educational campaign to address the problem and make more people aware of the tax. The average U.S. price of gasoline has dipped 2 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks after a month of increases. According to the Lundberg survey released yesterday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded in the United States is $3.26. Now, of the city surveyed, the lowest gasoline price, right here in Tulsa, at $2.85 a gallon. Another 10 people have been hospitalized with the flu in the past week. This is the time of year when the flu really begins taking its toll. IMSA's Kelly Brewer says be sure and get that flu shot.
So we do still recommend that. People, if you haven't had one yet, we recommend that you get a flu shot. And also, too, if you do feel like you're coming down with the flu, the first couple of days are the most important. It is possible that, you can rest and ride it out. But you can also see your doctor. There is antiviral drugs out there that can help.
She says if you start feeling flu-like symptoms, don't wait around. Go see a specialist. Police make an arrest after skeletal remains are found in the Tulsa area. A 67-year-old man, Charles Johnson, was arrested apparently driving the dead man's pickup. Well, as you're opening your presents on Wednesday morning, Tom Taylor will be out in his pasture. He will be taking care of his cattle at his Payne County ranch. He says the biggest problem is keeping the livestock watered when temperatures are this cold.
I've been breaking with an axe or a shovel. We've actually hadn't been that bad. Ice about 2 inches thick, 3 inches thick on some places.
He says he's going to try and feed tomorrow ahead of Christmas Day. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of some snow this afternoon and a high of 29. Tonight it'll be partly clear and cold. We'll be down to 14 for an overnight low. On Christmas Eve, sunny and warmer with a high of 40. On Christmas Day, look for sunshine and a high of 45. And on Thursday, clear with a high of 43. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now in Tulsa, it is partly clear. We're at 22 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.